Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. It's Jill here alongside Carlene virtually, and we are bringing you a damn goods bonanza, best of fall. It's been a minute since we've done one of these. I'm excited, Carlene. How about you?
I'm really excited. And in fact, we have so much to talk about. Like, there's a lot of news and there's just so many launches that just before we jumped on recording, Jill told me that we'll be skipping the small talk today. So we actually can't catch up with each other because we have so much to talk to you about. We're just going to jump into it. I hope you're ready. This is the best in fall skincare, makeup, and hair care. Jill, give them a taste, a teaser of what the biggest like newsmakers are that they're going to hear about.
So we have a designer skincare line that's making a comeback. One of the OGs in the clean space is coming back to disrupt once again. So I'm really excited to tell everybody about that. We have a first of its kind perfume that's just supposed to be flowers and water, no alcohol. We also have a brand new line from a beloved dermatologist, Pillow Talk Derm. We're one of the first to get our hands on it. It's dropping on September 27th. So consider this your sneak peek, plus tons of makeup news. And did I miss anything?
No, but you know, we just had so much to talk about that I had to, it was like Hunger Games, picking what I was going to talk about and what I wasn't. So listen, we have very exciting news, very big announcement. Jill and I are doing our very first PIN TV appearance Thursday, September 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time, where I'm going to be talking about some of the things you'll hear about in today's episode, but also all of the things that I couldn't fit. So you'll hear even more of our favorite damn good finds for fall. You just need to tune in.
For the uninitiated, it's pretty new. It's from Pinterest and it's their live shopping platform. So you go to pinterest.com/TV and maybe even hit pause on our podcast right now. Just head over to pinterest.com/TV and you can even set a little reminder for when we are going to be on. We'll, of course, link to this on our website and in our show notes to remind you. But it's going to be us doing our live shopping hosting. It's kind of going back to my roots a little bit. So I think we're going to have fun with it. A bit of a live damn goods, I guess you could say.
But I think that's the best part, is that people will get to see us and you can actually see what we're talking about as we go through. We'll be doing some demos and you can live shop as well. So we'll have like all of our links there. It's going to be really fun, I think.
Absolutely. And I just want to give a little shout out, a little housekeeping note. I want to say thank you to the Jill who left us a review. If you guys missed it a few episodes ago, I made a call out to any Jills or any Carlenes that are listening in the Breaking Beauty universe. And I asked for reviews so we can know how many are out there so we can feel a little more connected to you all. And we didn't hear from any Carlenes or Darlenes or Charlenes as we had requested, but it was the summer. People were busy. So I'm going to make the request again. If your name is Jill, your name is Carlene, or if you have a friend that's named Jill or Carlene and they listen to the show.
What about our middle names? What about, are there any Cynthias out there? Any Cynthias? Leave us a review. Calling all Cynthias.
Okay. And my middle name is Marie. So I feel like that would definitely broaden the stakes as well. So head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. It's just really fun. And we always read all of the reviews, no matter what you have to say. If there's positive reviews or constructive feedback, we love to hear it all. So definitely hit us up over there. Should we get into today's episode?
Let's do it. It's now time for us to do our reviews. Here we go. This episode is brought to you in part by Way. So we talk a lot about skincare routines around here, but we can really never underestimate the power of a solid hair care routine either. I personally like the Way's shampoo and conditioner for fine hair on the regular. And of course, they have versions for medium and thick hair because they're always looking out for different hair types. Then I use the leave-in conditioner, which I love because not only does it untangle the bird's nest that happens when my hair swells when I come out of the shower, but it's a two-in-one. It's actually protecting my hair from heat damage when I crank my curling iron up to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. I love that it saves me a step. And that's actually the reason that I fully endorse the idea of hair care cycling, just the way that a lot of you might do skincare cycling. For me, I like to curl my hair whenever I'm going out to events. Like right now, it's TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival. So I'm curling my hair a lot. I'm using dry shampoo, but guess what? That all builds up. So when I wash my hair on weekends, I always use the Way's Clarifying Detox Shampoo. It's a total game changer. That's why it's made Breaking Beauty's Hall of Fame status. It's got apple cider vinegar, which is like a tried and true ingredient to exfoliate your scalp. Plus, it removes hard water buildup so your hair can shine like the queen that she is. My hair just feels cleaner and lighter whenever I use the detox shampoo. I love it. So find your way, get a customized hair routine when you take the quiz at theway.com and use code BEAUTY to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com, code BEAUTY.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Okay, Jill, one of my personal favorite guests on our show ever has to be Dr. Shireen Idris, aka Pillow Talk Derm. She's just so knowledgeable. She's entertaining. She's everything. And we were so excited when we did that podcast to find out that she was behind the scenes working on a skincare line. And now you have it in your hands. You know all about it. What can you tell us?
Did you have any guesses as to what she might be coming out of the gate with?
I would imagine it would be like just the basics. It would probably be like a three-step, almost like the Clinique, the very basic face wash, toner, and moisturizer. That's what I would imagine, like a minimalist type of a route.
You were right about one thing. She's coming out with a three-step routine, but she's actually going after patients, clients, customers that struggle with hyperpigmentation. Because I assume this is something that she sees in her practice a lot. I know on her series Pillow Talk Derm, which is basically like a focus group, right, that she started on Instagram, people are always asking her about melasma, about hyperpigmentation. So indeed, that's what she's serving up first. It's called Major Fade. It's a three-step solution system that's suitable for all skin types, clinically tested, of course, non-irritating and fragrance-free. And so there's a Major Fade Flash Mask. That's $48. There's a Major Fade Hyper Serum, $68 US. and a Major Fade Active Seal. So that's like a moisturizer, and that's $58. So I'm going to tell you my favorite from the line. Okay, full disclosure, I just got these products 3 days ago. So of course, with any brightening line, the ideal scenario would be to be trying them for weeks on end so you can get like the full results and see everything. But I'm just going to give you my first impressions. So my favorite so far is the Major Fade Active Seal. That's the moisturizer. And what I really like about this is that it's a gel cream and it's more than a moisturizer, she says. It's like the last step and it's really sealing in the actives from those previous steps because they are all meant to work together as a system and has vitamin C in there and other brightening actives. And she says for best results, use it twice a day, every day to seal the deal. And one pump is all you need. And if you have extra, take it down to your tatas. So you don't read that in a press release every day, but love Dr. Idris for just being such a straight shooter. And I really appreciate the packaging on this. It's one of those jars where you just press down on the top and the perfect portion is released into your hand. So you're never putting too much on and it's airtight as well. So you're getting the potency of those active ingredients. And I would just say that the other products are quite active and the trio, when all used together, is very active. So make sure you're doubling down on your sunscreen so you don't, you know, have any irritation or anything like that from the sun. And shout out for her packaging as well. Just the color of it. It's very soothing. It's this like calming lavender, which I feel like kind of is a nice nod to the whole pillow talk of it all. Like, where it's like that nighttime routine that's kind of soothing and she's alongside you when you're doing your nighttime routine. So yeah, that's my first impression.
Okay, well, honestly, I just know that so many people trust Dr. Shireen Idris to, like, she knows her stuff inside and out. So I think there's no doubt these products are going to be effective. If I had hyperpigmentation, I would definitely be giving it a whirl. So now I want to tell you about another newsmaker that's happening in skincare. It's kind of like the polar opposite of this new line by Pillow Talk Derm. It's by a fashion designer. So this is a line called Stella by Stella McCartney. It's three pieces. And many of you may remember, if you're, you know, if you're around my age, that this is Stella's second go at doing sort of clean beauty. I'm going to use that phrase. I know it's pretty contentious, but, you know, she had an all organic line that launched way back in like 2006. It was called Care. It was really ahead of its time. And sadly, it was discontinued only 4 years later.
I remember the lambs frolicking in the field. The visuals were so good.
It's true. The ads were so good. And really, at that time, she was one of the pioneers. I can't remember when Tata Harp were launched, but definitely one of the pioneers behind this idea of organic luxury. And she has said publicly that she had to pull it due to regulatory challenges in the US with the organic labeling. This new collection, she's partnered with LVMH. The industry's in a completely different place. I'm sure she was a lot more heard this time around. And the tagline is skincare with a clean conscience. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The headline that I saw that I was like instantly intrigued. She gave an interview to Elle and it was like, clean beauty is bollocks.
Yeah.
So tell me more.
Yeah. Well, I think that made for a better soundbite than, you know, the actuality of it. She said in that article, and I did read it, is that, you know, that clean, that word has become marketing speak to the point where it just dilutes everything that people are trying to do in a significant way. That's why she's trying to stay away from that word, although I did notice it's in her tagline. So that was a bit confusing to me. But, you know, I think it's that idea with a conscience. And that is something, even amongst all of the greenwashing in the industry, I think why I'm paying attention to this line is because Stella McCartney, in her fashion line, has really put a stake in the ground when it comes to, you know, being vegan, cruelty-free. She's been doing that since 2001 is when she started her fashion line. And that was truly pioneering in the fashion industry to not be using real leather and be charging $5,000 for, you know, a jacket or a bag and like not using fur. That was very unusual at that time, but she really grew up with these values in mind. You know, of course, we know famously her father is Paul McCartney, but her mother, Linda McCartney, she was an animal rights activist, and Stella grew up in like Scotland. And so she, it really was this farm to table.
They're fully vegan
mentality. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. They're activists, you know, that's the household that she grew up in. So I think that in this space, like I said, where there is a lot of greenwashing, it's a question of, do you trust, do you believe? I trust that Stella McCartney is doing everything she can to make sure that this packaging, which of course is refillable, is actually not, you know, just, they're just saying that it is and it actually isn't, you know, like I know that the plastic came from this organization called the Plastic Bank, where they source everything from ocean plastic, you know, it's upcycled. So that's what mm-hmm. these containers are all about. And then of course you can refill them. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the line. She launched with three products. It's very minimalist. There's a cleanser, a serum, and a cream. The line was 2 years in the making. My favorite of the trio is the serum. And the serum retails for $140 US. I'm going to show it to you here, Jill. So pretty, right?
Lovely.
So
lovely.
Here you can
like
twist.
Frosted glass.
Yeah. And you can twist off the top cream. And then you pull out the insert and it almost looks like a, it's like a little squishy mint green bag. And that's what mm-hmm. you can buy as a refill, which would cost $110. So this is really hot off the presses. It launched just at the beginning of September. And I'll tell you what I do like about this serum. First of all the ingredients are 99% of natural origin and responsibly sourced. So again, she works with a third party who really looks at every step of the production chain to make sure that it's ethical, that it's not like wiping out fields in some country and, you know, that the ingredient is ethically sourced. But I just really like that the serum gives you this brightening effect. And there are like clinical trials behind these products. And I can tell you of the three, the serum had the best results. So just as one example, like she personally had said in an article that she's stopped using eye cream because even the darkness under her eyes has gotten better. Apparently, of the women tested, 50% of women noticed that it was more even okay. under their eyes. So I just personally noticed, again, I've only used it a couple of times, but first impressions, I definitely noticed like a brightness, a radiance, and it's a beautiful, lightweight texture. The only thing I would say is it is scented. And again, she said in the article, mm-hmm. she's like, I had to scent it, guys, because even though I didn't want to, it just was not pleasurable. Like if you just left it mm-hmm. as is. She actually worked with the fragrancer, Francis Kirktajan.
Kirktajan. He's the busiest man in beauty these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, she worked with him. So it's all inspired by the scent of Scotland. It's like clove leaf, pine, eucalyptus. Some people might find it a little scented if you're used to, you know, something that's not. But yeah, I think people who are fans of Stella McCartney will definitely be into it. I'm sure her posse, all of her friends, the Kate Mosses of the world. Well, she's got her own line now, too. You know what I mean? They're probably all over this line right now.
Yeah, I saw the launch dinner and I thought, to be a fly on the wall with all of these people, it's just such a, she's just such a cool girl, you know? So,
yes.
Of course, you want to be part of what she's bringing to the table, so to speak. And listen, like, I think she stumbled out of the gate the first time. She's going to go out of her way. If she's going to launch this, I think mm-hmm. she's doing it and making it right. That's where that whole, like you said, trust and believe comes into it. So I look forward to trying it for sure.
I still miss her fragrance though. R.I.P.
Yeah.
That was a beauty editor favorite.
I'll never forget
too.
when she said it smelled like a dying rose. That's what she wanted it to be, like a black rose
it.
That's like falling off.
So accurate, actually.
Yeah, beautiful.
mm-hmm. Yeah. So
right?
What else? What other newsmakers have you got over there, Jill? Let's see.
Okay, well, speaking of Francis Kirktajan, well, we know that he's at the house of Dior now. He's like the creative director of their fragrances. But I am speaking about a fragrance that's so iconic in the Dior universe, but it was actually created by Francois Demachy. He created this Dior fragrance before he retired, and now Francis Kirktajan is in the role. So this is very cool, Carlene. This is the Dior J'adore Parfum d'Eau.
Okay.
I'm holding up the bottle here. You can see it's like this beautiful, iconic bottle that we know and love from J'adore, but it's almost like in a milk glass.
Yes, you guys might remember because it looks like a teardrop and it's got like the gold swirl around the handle and the little crystal top. But yeah, this one's like a milky color instead of clear.
Yeah.
Is that the fluid or just the outside is opaque, the glass?
Actually, the juice itself, it goes on like a milky Sprite. It's kind of crazy. Okay. Yeah. So this is the new Dior J'adore Parfum d'Eau. So they call the Parfum d'Eau flowers, water, that's it. So it's the first alcohol-free fragrance coming out of Dior. So it's really meant to be as close to the flower actual scent as humanly possible. And it's really, really innovative. Obviously, the initial Dior J'adore came out in 1999. Mm-hmm. And it really was like that gold and kind of like over the top as you
opulent.
As you say,
it's
kind
of like very opulent.
Yeah, it was it was like an antidote to the Calvin Klein one, you know. It was like, we're going into a new millennium, like let's be optimistic and a bit opulent, as you say. So this really is all about, it really pays homage to the original J'adore. And then this time around though, they've added neroli. So personally, Carlene, I think that this smells kind of almost like all of those amazing baby fragrances you see in the French pharmacy, but in a good way. It's like so soft and envelops you kind of like a cloud. It's just a lot softer than the original version. And I think when you spray it on, they say to spray it on generously, and I was actually kind of shocked at the staying power, because I kind of think that word O-E-A-U in French fragrance is kind of like you can expect it to stay on for 2 hours and that's it, but this actually had a lot more staying power than I thought it would. And I'm just like really loving this. Like, I had a whole J'adore moment back in the day and I kind of was like sick of it for a while. And now I have been reaching for this like pretty much every day. I'm wearing it right now. And I just think it's so cool that it's like milky. It almost feels like skincare meets fragrance, because it does have glycerin in there as well. So it's really meant to be like really melting into the skin. And I think it'll be less irritating for a lot of people because it doesn't have that alcohol in it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to try it. I would love to see this sort of concept roll out into other scents as well. Like, I'd love to try, I'd love to wear like a milky fragrance. This sounds so appealing to me. Now, Jill, how much is it? Because I'm not sure that you mentioned that off the top.
Okay. Yes. Good point. So the Dior J'adore Parfum d'Eau, it's $118 for 50 ml and 142 Canadian. So it is a little bit more premium price, but I know like our sponsor Macy's this week, they're doing like up to 15% off on select beauty. So maybe you can score a deal there.
Yeah. Hot tip.
And now, word in partnership with Macy's. Carlene and I, we are headed to La La Land next week. We're doing tons of interviews, giving you that premium content to look forward to all fall long, direct from the Dear Media Studios. And of course, we know we're going to be on camera, so I want to make sure that I'm looking hashtag damn good. And you know what? I've been shopping a lot, planning my outfits for Los Angeles. And my group chat is blowing up. I'm sending my friends pictures. Do these pants go with these chunky loafers? What about barrel leg denim with this vest? Is it the moment? Like, I need opinions. And I have to be honest, there's been a couple of designer items I've been a little bit shy to pull the trigger on because they're just a little bit out of my budget right now. But not to worry, Macy's VIP sale has arrived just in time to get everything you need to get cozy for fall. So from September 23rd to October 3rd, you'll get 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. So that designer sweater that I had my eye on, I'm definitely going to be adding that to cart. And there's 30% off pretty much everything. So from clothing to shoes and handbags to home decor and appliances. So once again, that's the Macy's VIP sale. You can get 30% off regular sale and clearance items and 15% off beauty. And that's all at Macy's.com. We'll link to this promo in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's show.
Today's episode is sponsored in part by Pair Eyewear. Do you guys ever follow fashion trends? I'm kind of a sucker. I mean, I really tried to cultivate my own style. I'm definitely a jeans and a top type of a girl, but I do tend to get super excited when all of a sudden minimalism just looks so right, or the way right now the preppy trend is back just in time for fall. And that's okay. Life is short. We should be having fun with our style. Enter Pair Eyewear. Changing up your frames is easier than ever. Just snap on a new design to transform your look whenever the mood strikes. One of the things that I loved most about choosing my frames was Pear's virtual try-on feature on their website. It lets you sample their wide variety of frame shapes right from your computer. That's how I knew that I'd be super happy with the rectangular shape frames that I chose. They're called the Casper, and they're clear pink lucite, right? They go with everything. So happy with them. And the best part is you can choose from a range of iconic base shapes starting at just $60, including your prescription. And what's really unique about Pear is that you can purchase magnetic tops that let you switch up the look of your frames simply by popping them on. It's fun, easy, and the most affordable way to have a full wardrobe of eyewear without breaking the bank. Plus, for every pair you buy, Pear provides glasses to a child in need. Get glasses as ever-changing as you are with Pear. Go to PearEyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off your first purchase. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. That's 15% off at PearEyewear.com/beauty15. So I want to tell you guys about another fragrance that everybody needs to know about. And surprise, it's from a hair care brand, Orbe. So if you've been into beauty for a long time, you might remember that when Orbe first launched, this was way back, and I think it was 2008, they launched with their dry texturizing spray using a fine fragrance. They actually worked with Givaudan, which is like a famous fragrance house, to work on this fine fragrance for essentially a hairspray. So that was very unique at the time. You know, the scent that they chose, they call it Côte d'Azur, and it has like top notes and middle notes and a dry down, just like a fragrance that you would wear. And it became so iconic that they actually came out with a standalone eau de parfum for it that people buy and use as their regular perfume. So that's kind of crazy, like the level of success that it was. And so this fall, the big news is that Orbe is coming out with two new scents. So one of them is called Valley of the Flowers, and one is called Desert Land. The Desert Land is so good, you guys. And the product that I especially like is the Orbe Restorative Body Cream. It's $65 US and $81 in Canada. Look at it. It's this beautiful kind of limey green, not quite as bright as a lime green, but like a sage lime green, I'm going to say. And it's in
the
beautiful the
Pantones.
I know. The packaging. Apparently, they've worked with the same designer in New York since day one. And I went to the dinner on Monday and I got the whole backstory. Apparently, he's like very artsy, very rigid. Like they try to go back to him and be like, can you change this? And he's like, no, no. So anyway, this body cream is so good. It smells like green and blooming desert. It's got these crisp notes of like juniper berry and lavender. It's like a perfect transition from summer to fall because it's bright, but it has those cedarwood notes. And the body cream itself, I just find is so luxurious. Like I put it on my legs and they feel so cocooned and like nice and smooth. So I love that. But I really think the piece de resistance is this candle. Like, look at this candle in this beautiful glass vessel. It's so sculptural. It's got that same green I was talking about. You know what this reminds me of? Those vintage glass vases that sometimes you can pick up in an antique store from like the 1970s. That's kind of what it looks like. Like, it's got this twist to the glass and the color is kind of ombre. It's so stunning. So this is $78 US and $94 Canadian. Like I would have this in my living room, you know, easily on my shelf. So yeah, and it was funny because at the dinner, the co-founder of Orbe was there, Daniel Kaner. And, you know, he said something that made me laugh. He's like, well, you know, we weren't going to just come out with a candle in a cup. I was like, touche. So once again, I just think they've successfully transcended from hair care to fragrance. Like I think anyone who would try it or get it as a gift would love it.
Yeah, I mean, those are stunning.
Now, I want to introduce you to a new hair care brand that I have a feeling most of you have not heard of because that's how new it is. It's called Mela and Cara. I'm holding up here, Jill, the Balayage Exceptional Wave Foundation. It's $32 US. $41 in Canada. And I really think this is Canada's next best beauty export. This line was developed by Jason Lee. And it's funny because I was looking for a new hair colorist a few weeks back and I pulled some of the beauty editors that we know from the past in our magazine days. And I was like, who's Toronto's blonde whisperer? And a lot of people said, you got to go to Jason Lee. So I contacted him and he was like, love you, babe. Can't do it. Too busy launching my hair care line into the US. And I was like, okay, fair. So Mella and Cara is Jason Lee's baby, essentially. And he launched this brand in 2021 at mellaandcara.com. And big news, as of August, the line was picked up by Saks.com and NeimanMarcus.com. So this is really designed to be a high-performance luxury hair care line that aims to like help you restore the health of your hair. There's a bunch of no-no ingredients, if that matters to you. But I really think in some ways they're coming for Orbe because they also have like a signature scent that I picked up right away when I used this wave spray. Again, it's got, you know, right away you have these top notes that are really bright. It's like crisp apple. And at first I was actually a bit overwhelmed by it. Like it is that idea of a signature scent. And I know Orbe, like that's what I was told at this event. That's what he wanted. He was like, I want when J-Lo walks down the hallway, I want her to be smelling like Orbe, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of the vibe that I got when I put this on. At first, I was like, whoa, it's a lot. But I do have to say throughout the day, it dries down and it's much kind of like, oh, it's just like lush and it's so nice. And I was like, oh, I'm that girl. I'm that girl. Like I just catch a whiff every once in a while. So anyway, it's a 7-piece collection. There's shampoos, there's conditioners, there's a hairbrush that I know another beauty editor was raving about. I want to tell you what I think is so unique about this wave spray. What I like about it is that it's so versatile because there are 3 different ways that you can use it. So number one is basically like a non-aerosol dry shampoo. So you can at any time just like spray it into your hair, zhuzh, and you're going to get this instant volume and texture. And I really like that it almost has like this memory effect. So if you kind of flick your hair in a certain direction, like it'll just stay there, right? So I feel like session stylists, editorial stylists are going to really like this. But the way that it's different than a dry shampoo is that you can also use it, as the name suggests, as like a foundation product. So you can use it when you get out of the shower, spray it on damp hair and air dry, which I also really liked. I did that the other day and I found my hair was just like much less frizzy and it kind of found waves that just don't want to come out on their own. You know what I mean? I have a very uneven wave pattern because I have some waves in the back, but very little on the sides. And it just kind of like did the work for me. But the third way you can use it is spray it on damp hair, blow dry your hair, and then curl it. And it acts as a heat protector, and it also helps to keep those waves for longer. So 3 different ways to use it. That's very unique. I think it's really cool. I've already seen a lot of headlines around this line across like websites, fashion magazines and stuff. So I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this line in the next, well, moving forward. All right, Jill, what else is buzzy and has like made it on your damn goods list for fall?
Okay, well, you know that I realized that we left a very important product off of our Damn Goods Hall of Fame, which was the Clarins Beauty Flash Bomb. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The iconic product. And it basically is like a 3-in-1. It's like a primer, a mask, and a moisturizer. And I used to use that all the time, like when I needed my skin to look good, like in a flash. And it was just so like original when it first came out. The real product that I want to zero in on is their new Beauty Flash Peel. So this is $55 in the US, $55 in Canada, actually. And it's a really interesting delivery system of a peel. They have made it so that it's in this really convenient tube, but it has a brush on the end. So you can actually paint it on. Yeah. I think this is pretty unique in skincare. Mm-hmm. And so you put it on at night. It's a couple of nights a week. It's got glycolic in there. It has lactic acid, salicylic acid. You leave it on for 5 to 10 minutes and then you don't rinse it off. You put on your other nighttime serums, creams and whatnot. And then you go to bed with it on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wore it to bed last night and I was thinking, oh no, this is going to tingle in the middle of the night. But it didn't. And so this is going to be a new staple. And I feel like this time of year after the summer, when I probably had too much sun, I have some acne marks that I want to fade. This is something that I will be reaching for and traveling with because it's so convenient. So really like the delivery system and wanted to shout that one out. And I liked the results. When I woke up, I was definitely a lot glowier.
I love a Clarins moment. I mean, I do. They just know what they're doing. They've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
And I also have an update on one of our favorite like OG skincare brands as well, which is Tata Harper. Big news. Ooh. Tata Harper is now in talks to be acquired by Amore Pacific. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that, Jill?
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm pretty sure it's a done deal.
Yes. So they've entered an agreement with Amore Pacific. And I feel like this is somewhat unexpected only because we know Amore Pacific to be a Korean cosmetics giant best known for their brands Laneige and mm-hmm. Sulwhasoo. So this move clearly shows their intention to have like a stronger foothold in North America while expanding Tata's reach yeah. in the Asian market. You know, yeah. something tells me I'm just not sure that Tata Harper products will be made in her farmhouse in Vermont anymore. Let's just put it that way. So potentially yeah. you might want to stock up. I mean, this is just a gut feeling, guys. In the official press release, it says Amore Pacific will also enhance the profitability of Tata Harper by leveraging its scale yeah. and streamlining a variety of internal processes. So you know, if yeah. you're if you kind of became enamored with Tata Harper for the whole farm to table production that she's always been known for, yeah. I just don't know mm-hmm. how much longer it'll last. So the latest wonder product to come out from Tata Harper is called the Super Kind Refining Cleanser. I'm holding it here. It's $88 mm-hmm. US, $110 in Canada. So obviously this is not inexpensive, but it is luxurious and it is fabulous. I'm just going to say it. So Super Kind, we've talked about this franchise that's under Tata Harper before. This is to answer people who think that natural products are not good for sensitive skin or reactive skin because mm-hmm. it can have essential oils and, you know, it's not as like regulated. It's not derm created. That's pretty much why she came out with Super Kind. So this whole collection is hypoallergenic. It's derm tested. So it still has vegan formulas, but it doesn't contain any added fragrances or essential oils, plus like 85 other allergens and irritants. So this line is perfect for me because I have reactive skin. And the concept with mm-hmm. this is that it is a refining cleanser. It's made to exfoliate, but very gently. And this really speaks to me because I know I've talked to you guys a lot about how reactive my skin has been in the last like 6 months at least. So I've kind of been avoiding exfoliants. And as a result, I can tell my skin just is really congested. So I am just slowly but surely making my way back into exfoliating. What's unique about this product as well is it does have a bit of grit to it.
Yeah, that's like her regenerating cleanser, which is so iconic and people yeah. love it. It does. It is wonderful, but it is definitely like a bit scratchy. So yeah, this is exactly. a good 2.0.
Exactly. And I feel like we've been conditioned ever since the St. Ives moment to be like, no, stay away if there's any like physical exfoliant to it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we've mm-hmm. also been starting to hear from facialists who really know their stuff that some grit is okay. Some physical exfoliation is okay because it actually helps when you use a chemical exfoliant and almost like loosens it, whereas the physical exfoliant yeah. washes it away. It's a question of the quality of the product that you're using. So with this product from Tata Harper, you know, they're using a very fine, ultra fine rice powder, which we've seen in other great products like Dermalogica. I know they came out with their milk foliant, which I was really happy about because it's gentler than the original. And that's in my shower right now. So this product uses that as well. And then it has like some enzymes as well from cranberry. And then, of course, like the nutrient rich oils that you find in all of her products. And the first ingredient, Jill, is calendula, which you know that I love. Mm. It just works with my skin to calm it. It's anti-inflammatory. It's healing. And yeah, so I found my skin looked brighter after. It's expensive, but it is legit.
Yeah. All of the Super Kind range is really worth it, in my opinion. I've liked mm-hmm. every product from that. I think it's actually one of her more unique offerings.
Sensitive skin types need exfoliating too, you know, and they're mm-hmm. actually using mm-hmm. this whole collection backstage at New York Fashion Week, which I know will be wrapped by the time we mm-hmm. drop this episode, but they're using this new product too. And I think that just makes sense for models who are, you know, there's so much wear and tear on their face during Fashion Week season. And now a break to shout out one of today's awesome show partners, Osea. All right, guys. I've shared with you in the past how my legs love a scaly moment. I've literally found a way to tame that dragon. It's Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. I mean, the leaves are turning. That's a surefire sign that my oil glands are headed toward hibernation. Time to step up my body care game. So I told you about the Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil before when I had it on order. It's been name checked by a certain spice girl we've had on the show in the past. And sure enough, I received it, tried it, loved it. Now I'm going to tell you why. First of all, smells like the spa. Sunny, citrusy. So right away, I feel calm. I feel wonderful. I like to put it on the French way. I slather it on straight from the shower when my skin is still damp. That's what helps lock in moisture. And it just feels luxurious. It's thick. It's infused with seaweed and it leaves my skin glowing and gorgeous. And you know where I love to massage it in most is my very ignored décolleté. It just really helps to hydrate those fine lines. I really notice my skin is smoother and happier after I use it. It's just keeping my radiant summer skin going all fall season. This is a new must in my morning routine. So find your new skincare and body care favorites at oseamalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code BEAUTY. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Go to oseamalibu.com, promo code BEAUTY.
I want to pause for a minute to tell you about one of our show partners, Bombas. So I've shared with all of you that I'm moving this fall and I'm in the middle of purge and packing mode. And one thing I'm streamlining for my next place is my intimates drawer. I'm only packing the essentials. And my Bombas underwear are definitely making the cut. So I got to try them this past summer. And honestly, they're so comfortable. I got the 100% cotton modal bikini style and they don't ride up. And I find after even washing them a bunch, the shape is really holding up as well as the color. So the quality is top notch. And if you're not familiar, Bombas' mission, it's simple. They make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, they have options for the whole family. So t-shirts, underwear, slippers, and socks. And next on my wish list are these cozy wool hiking socks that they created in collaboration with Cotopaxi. You know, it's this outdoor adventure brand. It's very colorful. All of my friends have the Cotopaxi backpacks, but they've collaborated with Bombas and they have these wool hiking quarter socks that are in a really fun pattern. And I'm just obsessed with them. Adds to cart. So go to bombas.com/beauty and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/beauty for 20% off. Once again, bombas.com/beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
All right, Shall we move on to makeup, Jill? There's so many new launches in makeup. I feel like we should get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, so the first product that I want to tell you about is a new mascara that I have been loving. Mm-hmm. And it's actually created with one of our favorite guests, one of our top-ranked guests. And this mascara is from Guerlain. It's their Noir G mascara, and it's created with the makeup director, Violette. So this is $38 and $46. So Carlene, you and I went to a desk side about this collection back in June, I think. Oh. And I've been using this mascara ever since. I am totally obsessed with it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm here to tell everybody, do not sleep on Guerlain makeup right now. I think a lot of people think of it for the meteorite, the little powder balls, you know what I mean? Those like iconic powders. They were quite
the
scented.
Bronzers, yep.
The bronzers, people love, of course, their fragrances, but their makeup, I think, has had a little bit of a sleepier moment. And now I'm telling you, this is the moment to dive in. So this
and
is
that because
so
Violette's
gorgeous.
The creative director?
Exactly. Yeah. So she created this mascara. She said it's like the little black dress. Every person needs a little black dress in their makeup bag. And this mascara is it. Mm. It's almost like an objet d'art or however you say that. There's like this stamping on the top of the tube, the gold tube. It's so beautiful. And the wand itself is actually curved. It's meant to be a volumizing and curling mascara in one. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you with one swipe, it's like my lashes are like standing at attention. Like it's pretty crazy that they're curling.
Yeah.
As you're actually like applying it. I didn't even use a curling wand or sorry, an eyelash curler because I found that you just don't need it. Now, there's a point of contention on the Sephora website. When I looked this product up, I was getting the price on Sephora. It says that this mascara is waterproof. It is not. And so people were, I think, a bit disappointed because they thought it was going to be like this very intense thing. They could like cry at weddings with it on, but it's like 24 hour water resistant, but it's a bit of a false narrative that it's waterproof. So I just want to like clarify that if people are going on or going through one of our links and they're like, Jill didn't mention waterproof, but it says it's waterproof. Anyway, so I think that that needs to be said so people aren't disappointed. I just loved how it looked. It really separated. And the color is just like so deeply intense. They use these like midnight blue pigments and a black shade. So it actually has more depth, I find, than a traditional black mascara.
Interesting.
On top of all of that, I just want to shout out the eyeshadow palette she also created, because we know Violette, she's a master at color. And these palettes that she created, they're for, they're Ombre G, they're eyeshadow quads. There's a lot of eyeshadows out there, but these colors and palettes that she put together are just exquisite. I'm wearing this one today. It's called Exotic Orchid. And she has this blue palette that she predicts is going to sell out just because the way that she curates them, they're so inviting and wearable. And she's done several YouTube videos on how to apply them. She only uses her fingers, which I find is so refreshing when she is using bolder colors like this. She's just so inspiring on so many levels. So definitely recommend this one.
Well, it's interesting because we know that Violette has her own line, which we love, Violette FR or FR. And, you know, interestingly enough, she does not have an eyeshadow palette in her line. She does not have a mascara. She doesn't even really have like a proper lipstick. Well, she's starting to, but it's interesting that they don't conflict with Guerlain. So I'm just curious for how much longer she will stay creative director at Guerlain without there being a conflict. So this could be another one of those situations where it's like, get it while it's hot, you know, get it while it's hot, kids. I don't know.
Yes.
And then just really quickly, I want to mention, like, hooray for products that just do what they say they're going to do. Honestly, not breaking the mold this season, but actually I'm adding this to my makeup kit. It's the Milk Makeup Infinity Long Lasting Waterproof Eyeliner Pencil in Limitless. I'm holding it here, Jill. It's $22 US, $29 in Canada. There are three shades. Basically what this is, it's a eyeliner crayon where you twist it up, okay, to get the pigment out. And then the other side pops off and there's a sharpener and a smudger. Now you might ask, why is there a sharpener when you twist it up to get the pencil out? The reason is that you can sharpen it to get a more defined line. So that's what I love about this pencil, is it's so versatile and it actually stays put. Again, every eyeliner I use, it always transfers on me. When I used it really thinly to make like a cat eye, it really stayed on. It did not transfer. I'm done with liquid liners. Like, I want to wear a cat eye every day, but they just always smudge on me. This one did not. It lasted all day. And I am totally here for the brown color. It's called Limitless. It only comes in three shades, black, blue, and brown. The brown is just less stark and easier to wear. This is like a new fave in my repertoire. Highly recommend.
Yeah, Milk Makeup. They do it right. They do it right. And they always and make safe it so you can do it on the go.
I should say safe for your waterline, because if you just need that definition and you can smudge it, it's like it does everything, this little guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have to close it off with a lip, because where would we be in the fall without a good lip color? So Say Beauty has entered the lip category. The product is called Lip Blur. It's $24 US, $31 in Canada, and they have six shades. So this isn't a huge collection. They're not coming for MAC with like 50 shades of lipstick, but I love these shades. They're meant to be kind of universal. They're all like that warm brick red, kind of like warm berries, the kind of color you want to be wearing in fall. And the reason that they call it Lip Blur is because one of the ways you can wear it is by, and of course you can do this with any lipstick, but you can just apply one coat and like use your finger and get that kind of blurred out effect that's really popular. Mm-hmm. But if you add even just one more coat, it gets so much more pigmented. You add mm-hmm. three coats and it's like, whoa, you're wearing a serious lipstick. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring this to people's attention is because I do personally get asked a lot for a matte lipstick recommendation that's comfortable and very smooth on your lips. So I've mm-hmm. talked to you guys before about how I don't mind a bone dry matte lipstick. I love matte lipsticks, but a lot of people don't. They want it to be hydrating as well. And from a line like Say, you can expect that, yes, it is super hydrating. So it's got like olive oil and hyaluronic acid. But what I really liked about this product is that it under promises and over delivers. Like they don't really tout in the name that it's long lasting or anything like that. But I can tell you that I wore this and I had like lunch, I had dinner, it was still on. And I was like, wow, why don't they call this a long lasting lipstick? Because mm-hmm. I really felt like it performed super well. And I just think in general, Say, since the time that we interviewed the founder, which I don't even know how long ago that was, not that long ago.
It was in April.
I really hadn't tried a lot of their products. And in the past 6 months, it has really quickly risen to be one of my top three makeup brands easily. I recommend it all the time. I reach for it all the time. And once again, it's just like everything they come out with performs. It's so good.
Yeah.
And so I always want to share with you guys what's damn good. And this is another hit for me.
Yeah, Lainey, she's crushing it. So I actually have that in my next to try pile. So I am excited to try that as well. You've convinced me. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to our hashtag damn goods review episode this week. We hope that we've inspired you to maybe try something new. And of course, like I mentioned off the top, we are going to be on Pinterest TV tomorrow. So that's pinterest.com/TV at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. So be sure to catch us. We're going to be doing almost like a live version of this, and we'll have all the shopping links below, plus a few additional surprise hits that we did not talk about in today's episode. And of course, everything that we did discuss, we link to it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. We've recapped the entire episode, so you can shop the links of everything that we discussed today. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.